Okay, this is the new Audio Boom update, which I didn't see. It's probably updated on my iPad, but I haven't used that today, so I wonder if it's fixed the issues I'm having with... It just keeps freezing all the time. Every time I pause it, it freezes. It's become very annoying, so thanks for all the comments that I received. Hopefully, that's been fixed. The dictation. I suppose it's pretty good in the great scheme of things, but sometimes it slips up with really basic things which it should be able to hear. I mean, I speak clearly. It's not like I'm like that. And I think everyone speaks clearly when they're dictating because it's just the nature of the beast. So, I'm hoping this will be fixed. Because it's quite annoying. I know in life there are much more annoying things than Audio Boom not working properly. Don't get me wrong. But I just wanted to see if anyone else was having the problem, whether it's just me and my phone. And I do have dictation problems. Generally, in other apps, it's the thing with the voiceover that when it freezes, that I don't have any in any of the other apps I use, where it just goes silent and then it goes click 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 click, like, what does it remind me of? I thought of something the other day that it reminds me of when it does that. I don't know, I can't remember now, but it can't have been a very good description then. I've got trousers on for the first time in months. I hate trousers now. I used to really like them. I think it's because I've got this tube in my abdomen. And so I have to be careful when I put trousers on that it doesn't catch it when I pull them up and down. And so I'm not a great fan of them anymore. And I usually wear dresses all the time. Oh, I'm outside. It's quite hot today. Humid. I thought it was raining then, but Ronan's in the shower, that's what it is. I haven't suddenly got a water feature, unfortunately. Actually, I better go back in because he's expecting a delivery of some clothes. I don't think it's due yet, but he'd kill me if I was outside and I didn't hear the doorbell. I've got a portable one that I could have taken from upstairs, but I think the battery's gone on it because I noticed, well, someone rang the doorbell yesterday. It didn't work upstairs, so we need to get a new battery for that. Had a grocery delivery today. Everything came fine. I'm having some problems. I don't know now if anyone can tell me about this. I suppose I should put it on one of the channels, really. I might tag them in it. But I'm having some problems using NVDA on the internet. And when I do shopping, I use the Tesco website. I look through all the list of my favourites. I do it by departments rather than the whole lot. But when you add something, it takes you back to the top of the page rather than being where you added the item. So, say if I'm using Hungry House, which for people outside the UK, I think this is a UK-based thing. It's where you can order from various takeaways in your area. Oi, stop that! That's one of the cats trying to sharpen their claws on the sofa. I don't know who that was. I've got a feeling it was. Yes, it was Chief, the big chief. When you add something, like when you're adding the dishes like rice or curry or whatever, it's fine because you just add it to the basket and you're still where you were, so you can carry on down the list. Now with Tesco's, it doesn't do that, it takes you to the top of the page. And like, I've got like 100 or more things on some of my favourites pages and I might be halfway down. So say I add bananas, they're near the top by the way. When I go to the top of the page, I would, if I was using Jaws, get Jaws to find the word banana, and it's easy. You do control F, type in banana, or you can just put B-A-N if you don't think there's any other words that have got that combination of letters. Hit enter and you're there. And then you can just carry on down the list. Add the next thing, plums. Right, add plums. Right, search for plums. Control F, plum. Right, rather than having to go to the top of the page and arrow down or tab down, that's much quicker. Now, I'm running Windows 8. I've got two laptops. The one that's got Windows 7 on it keeps closing down all the time. I don't think the fans are working because the other night I put my fan over on it, tipped my fan on its side on the table and put my laptop on the top. And I managed to keep it going for like, well, till I finished using with it. It didn't close down at all because it didn't get hot. But I can't do that all the time. It doesn't make it very easy to balance it and type. So I'm running Windows 8 on my newer laptop and I can't work my jaw. I've only got JAWS 13 and I can't afford to buy any more JAWS at the moment. I suppose I could run the demo. I might have to come to that eventually, but I've got NVDA, which is pretty good, really, as an all-round screen reader. Now, I don't know whether it's free. I don't know whether it's my my computer. It's one of these ones that's you can remove the thing like the screen like an iPad. I never do that, but you can use the iPad. It's quite accessible with NVDA. You probably could use it. Excuse me. That's why I went outside, because I needed some air. But I can't get the Find to work. Now, I've tried it this in Internet Explorer and I've tried it with Mozilla Firefox. When I do Control F, I type in the word and it's there. If you press Enter, nothing happens. You're still there. Now, I've tried doing various other things like, I know when you use like the Find command in Word, it's not JAWS Find, that's just Windows command, but you do Control F, find and replace, type in the word, and you press Escape, and then you're on the word, it's found. So I've tried doing that on the internet with NVDA as well, but it just doesn't work at all. So this means I have to rely on someone else now, unless I want to take all day doing my Tesco's order, to help me go through it, because I just can't. I mean, I know I could use the app. I don't really like the app. It might be better now, but when I used it, I think it was quite new when I tried to use it, and I didn't find it. It was too slow for me. I probably haven't got a lot of patience. I like to do things quickly. And with the app, you had to listen to everything it said rather than being, because with JAWS or NVDA, you don't have to do that. You can just use the arrow key or the tab to go past it. You don't have to see, if you know you don't want it, you don't have to sit there as 1 kilo brown onions, 35 pence, no, I wish, or say £1, add to basket, in product info, all that. You don't have to listen to all that. You can just go past it if you know, oh, I don't want that. So I wonder if anyone's got any ideas. Also with NVDA, some of the links don't work. You know, you're just pressing enter on a link and it just doesn't do anything at all. I've also had that problem and it's quite frustrating. The other thing I've had, which again, I don't know whether this is an NVDA problem or what, is when I'm using Windows Live Mail. I've been using that for years now because it doesn't come with Windows 8, but I installed it with Windows 8. So when I go onto the message body, you know, when you open a new message, you're on the to thing, then you go past CC or BCC if you've got those showing, then you get to subject line. Then you tab to the edit field and it says blank document editable or something with NVDA. Now, if you start typing, nothing happens. You think you're typing and then you go to backspace and it's just, you're not typing. There's nothing to take out. You could type for half an hour and nothing's worked. So I found out you have to, when you get to the subject line, you have to tab twice. You tab twice and then it'll start typing, putting the words in. Can anyone tell me why? Anyway, at least this has served as a useful purpose and as also a test. Now, this is the moment of truth. I'll come back and tell you if it froze when I paused it. It did for a split second, but it was a big improvement. Let me just try it again. It did do it again for more than a split second this time, so I'm not convinced it's fixed, but it might be improved. That's all I can hope for, really. Anyway, if anyone's got any ideas about the NVDA issue, I'll be very grateful. Thank you.